Holy shit.
Holy
we
shit.
We are back.
We're back, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking go. I don't have pants on. I would just like to point out that I don't have pants on.
I would like to point out that I am bricked up.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
No, I'm not. I'm not actually. I would like to point out that we are indeed back, the most scuffed podcast ever created.
That should just be our tagline. Instead of like trying to make people laugh to like angsty, it's just the most scuffed.
The most scuffed podcast to exist in all of the universe. Hello, everybody. We are back. It's My name is Long Seb or Sebby or Sebastian.
Hi, I'm Josh or Joshu or... Nah, that's it. That's pretty much
Welcome back to Mutual Leeching. This is season two, baby.
I'm calling it season one. Season one was, you know what? This is actually more scuffed. This is going to be.
No. Okay. So, before it was actually season zero, this is season one. I'm in LA. That's what I'm saying. He's in Chicago.
Yeah. Season 1.5.
And fun fact, this company or this podcast is now no longer independent. It is signed to a company. We are excited to announce that we are signed to Sigil Arts. Yeah, it's pretty great. So that is actually why we took so long to come back, because we were running through with the
we had to run through all that stuff. Like, today is the day they're launching. So today, like,
yep,
we're the headliner. We're the fuck.
We actually are the headliner. Our the scuffed headliners. Ass is the headliner. Yep.
That'll turn me up a little bit. Yeah. Scuffed ass. Yeah, the song. I forgot the song. My bad. Copium.
So basically,
we're the headliners.
They run. So basically, Sigil Arts is going to run all of our merch stuff, all of our Patreon. Promotion stuff, Patreon, everything like that. And then we still run all the YouTube things and like streaming it live to Twitch on my account. So like that's still our part, but everything else is handled by them. So
yeah,
a lot of the promotional things and things like that is just
speaking of
them.
Patreon, just do it. Give us money.
Yeah, just give us money. Like
us
what?
Money.
Like don't even front. Like, come on. I know you want to. Dude, listen.
Girl, come on. Just like, dude, it's not that hard.
Listen,
I promise. I promise.
I
promise. Like, it's not that hard.
I know that you have some extra money laying around.
Yeah, you can sauce it to some two poor college kids.
I know. Come on.
Come
on. Anyway. Instead of buying the drugs you always buy every week, give us some money.
Just
come
us some
on.
Rest.
Come on.
Anyway,
dude. Come on.
This is episode one, season 1.5 of the Mutual Leeching podcast. Dude, this is like the first time I've seen your face in a while. And if you guys don't know, we're doing this remote, like, because we are in two different locations.
We are 2,000 miles away from each other.
My boy Sebastian's in Los Angeles, and we're doing
that.
We don't
LA
got no studio.
I'm in LA going to school, University of Southern California. Josh is in
Chicago
going to DePaul. And actually, right now, so normally I'm the one streaming it, but it's actually Josh is the one streaming it off his account, off his computer to my Twitch account, because for some reason my apartment's Wi-Fi or internet decided to conveniently get upgraded and it takes a whole week to do that because it's a big ass apartment.
Yeah,
and it conveniently decided to happen this week when
that shit happened to me when I moved in. Like, I moved in like, you know, like I was in like a week early before all my roommates. So, I was there. I was there for the week. Everything was fine, and then this building was not ready for like 3,000 kids to move in, because literally for the first like week and a half, internet was just not fucking working. Literally.
Really? So you had so what you're having now is what you had when you moved in?
Yeah. So yeah, what you're having now is what I had like when I moved in, because we had like right now I have like like 850 download and like same up, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, so we both actually are supposed to have that speed.
Yeah. And I get that, but it's like when we moved in, it was like, I shit you not, 20 down and like 2 up. Like it just
Damn, it was so bad.
It was so
Could you imagine
fucking
like
bad.
You pay for the apartment to move into, like, you know, in college, and that's what you pay for.
That's the shit we pay for.
That's the complimentary internet. You gotta, it's a paywall. You gotta upgrade.
Oh no, I like the light more. Never mind. There we
go. Does mutual leeching have set topics, or you guys just freestyle on the beat? We basically freestyle on the beat.
So
and
basically,
we also like, go ahead.
We'll have like sometimes set topics. Like sometimes we're like, oh, we want to talk about this week. Like this is some crazy shit that's happened. But honestly, for this first episode especially, we're like, we're gonna catch up. Like I haven't seen this guy in like 2 months.
Yeah, I haven't seen Josh in person since the beginning of August.
Oh my
and,
God,
like, him and
right,
I don't really talk too often, other except for text, because, like...
We're both busy as fuck.
We're both busy as shit. Like, Josh is always doing stuff. I'm always doing stuff. So, it's like,
it's
yeah.
It's crazy, yeah.
So, why don't we give each other and the viewers and the listeners at home a little peek into our lives? Like, what's going on right now?
Holy
do you want me to start?
Shit. Yeah, go for it. You're doing a shit ton of stuff. Like, you text
I'm
me sometimes,
lot,
you're like,
actually.
You're like, bruh, poker night, lol.
Yeah, so actually tonight after this podcast, I am running a poker night because I do that every Friday in my place, which is pretty fun. So that's pretty that's funny. Last Friday, I tripled my money in poker night, so that was kind of fun.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the buy-in was only $5, but you know, we take a little. Actually, it was more than triple because I took $12 home, so we take those, like plus $12 home.
Holy shit, guys! $12 fucking dollars. Let's fucking go!
Yeah, dude. So that's, you know, that's more Starbucks money. You know the vibes.
Let's go. Let's go. No, more Frappuccinos on the way to this class.
Yeah, and let's see, what else have I been doing? Oh, so actually, as of yesterday, I'm officially on the Varsity USC Valorant team.
Woo! Let's fucking go!
I am technically a sub, but I am officially on the roster, and I also. I'm going to be the community / social media manager, so I'm on the board as well. So that's fun. So there's that.
Hell yeah.
Classes have been pretty easy, you know, the usual, because I'm a nerd like that.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. This fucking aerospace engineer.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Roommates have been really nice. The space has been really nice. It's been great. As you see, I've bought a chair. I bought a guitar out here. I brought my whole setup here. Any like other updates off the top of my head? I don't think I have any. That's pretty much it.
Do you guys respond to chat?
Yes, we do respond to chat, but like, please be patient because like, we might be in the middle of talking or something and we don't want to interrupt each other.
Yeah. Because also we have to format this. So, like, obviously we do this live and I feel like that's a little different than some other podcasts. But then we also post this on, like, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like, the whole nine yards. But, yeah. But
yeah,
also,
so like, yeah.
It's not Donowald, but also subscribe to our Patreon. So, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, so it's like pseudo Donowald.
So just, like, also subscribe to our Patreon. We have to, like, talk about that, like, later, like, what we want to do, because, like, Edo and everyone was, like, asking, like...
4 out of 10 plug.
What we should do, and I was like, oh, we should have, like, a Discord thing for, like, and, like, extra episodes or, like, I don't know, fucking Q&A shit.
Yeah, if you guys... We got to figure out our rewards and stuff, but when you guys join the Patreon, you can get
You will get so
benefits.
Much stuff. We will personally...
We will personally come over there and fuck you. No, what? What?
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Slash J. That's just so funny to me, the slash J. It's like, I saw a tweet about that shit one time where it was like millennial, it was like fucking Gen Zers couldn't say JK anymore, so they just came up with slash J.
Dude, for real. Like, dude, look at this. Dude, the chat just got so excited. You gained
a
customer. Do I get a
bricked
up photo? Did someone say cock?
Maybe.
I'm going to need that expeditiously. Okay.
Expeditiously. Okay.
Maybe you will. Maybe.
This is the most scuffed podcast ever. So as you can tell, since Seb's internet is out, he's a little blurry. He's not like raw. It's not like the raw video that we have.
Yeah,
because
normally, since now we have really good internet, or we're supposed to have really good internet, doing this remote should be like we have
not
perfect.
That bad.
We should be like perfect full HD 4K.
4K, you know, HDR, 120 frames.
You can see your nipples in 4K, tight beat, but like...
Oh, not my nipples.
Not today.
Not today.
Quality's ramping next episode, I hear. Yeah, if you know, my apartment size would be nice.
Fucking internet. Yeah, if you want to see our nipples in 4K, then wait till next week.
You can see our individual veins in 4K. What do you guys think about the devious licks trend? Wait, actually, how about this? Before we go into that, Josh, why don't you update
everybody on
your life?
Oh, my God. So, like, basically, I'm chilling. I am actually so happy because, you know, I was so nervous, like, for, like, the random roommate selection for, like, when I moved in. Oh, my God. All these guys, they're the bomb. Our one guy here, Beckett, homie cooks all the time, and it's amazing. He does? Like, literally last night, I was just, like... I was like chilling. I was playing Deltarune. I was like getting through some of the progress. Homie comes up to me. He's like, "Yo, you want some ravioli?"
Dude, so that's like so fucking sweet.
It's like fucking midnight. And it's like, "Yo, you want some ravioli?" And I'm like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, I do. Hell yeah. Thanks,
hell
bro.
Yeah, I want some ravioli."
And we watched like King fuck of the yeah. Hill and ate ravioli.
Like, having the culinary major in your suite is a blessing.
He's not even a culinary major. He's just goated on the like,
I'm actually
stove.
Jealous, dude.
He's goated. He made like bread like a week or so ago. I think his friend came over, right? And that, you know, the Disney short, Bao, like the little dumplings.
Yeah.
He made his friend came over and both of them made like a shit ton of those.
What?
And they had like the basket thing that you put over like to steam it. He had that too. Like an wait, hold on. I guess
not. Oh, yeah, like the like the dim sum trays.
Yeah, this thing.
Hold on. The stream's got to catch up. I want to see it.
Yeah, it's like this thing.
Dude, yes, dude, the dim sum trays. Yes. Yeah. Yes, dude. Hell yeah.
So like
damn.
it's been pretty fun. So like,
see, if you guys watch the videos, for those of you listening, if you guys watch the videos, you can see like
can
more
see
interactions.
Us.
You can see us. You can see
marry
us.
Marry him.
Ah, wow, dude, you should.
Maybe I should. Maybe I will. No, but it's so funny. Like, they made like a batch of them, and then they're like frozen. There's still more like in our freezer if we just want to like heat them up and like make them fresh again. So like, there's like 20 like bows in like our freezer and stuff. It's been
hell
pretty
yeah,
nice.
Dude.
So like. Everyone's pretty cool. We're all like fucking nerds too. So like sometimes we'll just like sit around. So like we'll all just like walk around and we're like, "Yeah, you wanna play Smash?" Smash.
That's us too, bro.
Yeah, we'll just like play Smash for like fucking an hour or two and then we're like, "Oh, okay, cool. Nice session, boys."
I'm glad your randoms were really good. That's
yeah,
awesome.
No, I'm really glad the like randoms hit out and then the building's been nice. The packages have been so slow. Like, this building is, like, so... They were not prepped for, like, all these kids to move into this building. Because, like...
I mean, your building's really... It's got so many floors, too. So, that's probably why.
Yeah. So, like, vague description. It's, like, a fucking 20-floor building. And it's mixed with, like, a shit ton of school. Like, there's 100 fucking million schools here. and, like...
Downtown Chicago moment.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So they were not ready because like every time I get a package, I'll get like a notification from like Amazon or USPS or whatever. And it's like, "Oh, we left it off at the mailroom." And then like 2 days later, I'll get an email from the building and it's like, "Okay, your package is ready." Like, no fucking way. But yeah, no, I've been just like chilling, doing classes. Classes are fine. I switched my major around though because cybersecurity dookie butt fart. Oh, speaking of a package, I have two packages to go pick up now. Wait, two? My Amazon package is here. Let's fucking go.
You can't go into your mailroom and grab your package. So here's why.
Nah.
So I think it's the same for both of us. You can't just grab your own packages because the thing is, for security reasons, they have to be the ones to sort them out.
Yeah.
Just to make sure people don't, like, roommates' packages don't get stolen. Right?
Yeah,
because there's,
so
like four people living in one
apartment.
Unit, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, no, that's totally it. Yeah, they have to like go through like It's crazy. Like one time I had to pick up, like I had to pick up a vacuum like for the apartment. So they're like, oh, come pick it up in the mailroom because it's an oversized package.
I could not walk. One of my mom's like many vacuums. She's got like five.
I should have just stolen a Dyson from your mom. Like, yo, I'm taking. Yo, Kathy.
Dude, she owns like five Dysons. Like, she does. Her obsession with buying high-end vacuums is absurd.
It's the weirdest obsession, but it's so funny. Yeah, I couldn't walk in the mailroom. There's packages fucking everywhere. Like, yeah, literally. I literally couldn't walk at all. But yeah. I just show them proof of purchase. Nah, it doesn't work like that. They literally have to like verify. Like, sometimes I've seen them work it because like at my building, there's like a floor and it's just mail. And it's like they have like a shit ton of lockers and then all the like mailboxes for like flat packages or like letters for every single room. Those ones they don't verify. Like for our building at least, you share a mailbox for like letters with your roommates. So like
all four. That's exactly how it is with us also.
Yeah, but then the packages, you have to go into like a specific locker. So it's basically like if you've ever seen like an Amazon locker system at like a 7-Eleven or whatever, it's exactly like that.
But you can't go in there yourself. Like you have to go up, be like, yo, I have a package. They ask for the room number, and then you show them your ID and then they'll have your name, right? So then they'll go get the package for you. Yeah. Which I think is a good system.
Yeah, it's I don't want my shit stolen.
Yeah, I don't want my shit stolen either. Like, think about it, right? Like, some people are shipping expensive stuff. Some people are also buying expensive stuff. So it's like, regardless of how obvious the package may be that it's yours, it's just better that it doesn't get stolen.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, it's totally
waiting for days to get your stuff is kind of copium. I mean, that's it's just in the beginning. But like for me, at least in my building, if I get a delivery, it's usually ready within the hour.
Yeah, like they're getting a lot better about it now. Like I just ordered today. I ordered something from. I bought two USB hubs for my computer because I'm literally running out of USB ports. I ordered it today. I just got the Amazon notification like an hour ago, saying they got here, and I just got an email like 5 minutes ago saying they're delivered. So they're getting better, but
yeah, it's a lot better. It's a lot better now. It's just like,
yeah,
you just it's impossible to be fast when it's the very like move-in week and like everyone's shipping everything.
Yeah, but
so you just gotta give them the benefit of the doubt.
I've been doing all right. I'm like hanging with friends, the girl. I'm like going to classes, exploring, doing stuff. I want to go to like, I can't go to any like Cubs game because like the season ends in like a week. Like the MLB season ends in like a week. But hopefully next year I'll definitely like go to, holy shit, a Cubs game. Like next year I definitely want to go to like a Cubs game.
You need to go to a Cubs game. It's so good.
Yeah, I was actually talking to a friend today. Like I went out to get like coffee with a friend today. That's like, she's a couple like floors under me or whatever, and she was talking about like she grew up on like baseball and everything, and like fucking Cubs games are like, she's obviously, she's like biased, but she's like, Cub games are like a whole different world, and she loves like Wrigleyville and like whatever. I might go to a Bears games, but I've been looking at the tickets, and they're pretty expensive, DBH.
Yeah, they're expensive just for us to be ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're expensive for us to be ass. It's like, I know, a lot of people said that. They're like, oh, you're from New York? Okay, well, you live here now. You have to root for the Bears, even though they're ass. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. That's not true.
No. Don't root for the Bears. I'm from Chicago, and I don't root for the Bears.
See, that's fine. I'm still a Bucks and a Bills fan. Like, Bucks because I always follow Tom Brady, and then Bills because New York. So I'm from New York, so I'm a Bills fan. Like, me and my family like Bills fame and all that stuff. But I'll be a Bears fan on the side. Go Bills.
I'm not even a Bears fan, dude, and I was born and raised in Chicago. they've been a disappointment my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
devious lick topic.
The devious licks. Holy shit, dude! That shit's so fucking funny to me. Have you seen?
It's so
the TikToks?
Funny, but it's so cringe.
Have you seen the fucking TikToks where it's like the principals over the last week and they're like, "I swear to God, if I have to like bribe you guys thousands of dollars to tell me who stole the stall door, I will." Like, yeah, it's not that,
dude,
it's even cringe.
How
the fuck,
off, bro? Dude, what school they at? Some of these kids be stealing toilets. How do you steal a toilet?
They'll take like the fucking urinal. I don't I'm like, what the heck?
How do you take a urinal? How the whole thing?
Like, you're walking out of that building with no security guards, no teachers, no one, like, noticing. You're taking this huge ass, like this, fucking this urinal guy, out the building.
These fuckers are whole ass carrying, like, a urinal. Like, you've got to be making some noise walking out with a big ass urinal. But no, like, they just get away with it.
Like, you also have to prep for that shit. Like, you ain't just ripping that out of the wall. You got to bring, like, tools. You got to take it out of the wall. Like,
yeah, like you're staying up late coming up with a plan for your devious lick. Like, you've got your fucking, you've got your like, you know, like, how, like, detectives, they have, like, their tack board, and they have, like, all the different, like, connections and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
like, the
red
yarn.
Before that devious lick to steal a fucking urinal. Like,
fucking shit, dude. I've seen some of the fucking TikToks where, like, yeah, where someone stole a whole fucking school bus.
How?
Yes. It was the audio, and he's like, bro. And then he, like, swung the keys around his finger and then panned up to the school bus. And I'm like, what the fuck? How the shit? How do you
There is no way. How?
Take a fucking school. Like, it's got to be. Some of these have to be staged.
They've got to be. There's no way.
Some of these are real.
How is this kid walking away stealing a school bus? How is this possible?
Like, I remember in my public school days, like, people would steal, like, the toilet paper dispensers or, like, the soap dispensers and, like, take off parts of the sink.
Yeah, but that was it.
Because we're weird. But that was pretty much it. Like, I remember one time they had to lock the bathrooms and they're like, because, like, it's obviously always the boys' fucking bathroom. Like, I remember one time over the announcements, they're like, we had to lock all the boys' bathrooms in the East Wing because all the soap dispensers are gone.
Dude, we had the same issue, except they had to leave the doors open because people were hotboxing the boys' bathrooms.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, also, there's security kit. Like, in my high school, at least, there's a security camera outside in the hallway aimed at the door of the bathroom. Like, how the fuck are these people walking out with, like, fucking urinals and shit? Yeah, there's always a camera there.
I don't get how people are able to walk away. Like, yeah, because my high school is the same. Like, there was it was a private high school, and there were cameras in the hallway. And so if you somehow, some way, got a urinal, I don't know why the fuck you would want a urinal. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, first of all, when you carry it out, it's still got, like, the piss in the fucking urinal. Like,
yeah,
it still smells like shit.
Like, it definitely smells like shit.
There's water in there. Okay, you have to unscrew it from the main pipeline. Okay, so, like, when you take it out, there's just, like, an empty pipe. Okay, and then you have to walk out with that heavy ass thing. A camera's gonna see you. Not only that, right? But you have to walk past people's classrooms where teachers are teaching.
With the fucking urinal.
Like is are teachers not looking to their left and seeing some kid with a fucking urinal struggling to carry it out
like,
the door?
What the fuck?
Like, how do you get away with this?
I imagine you like the security guard's like, you know, sitting down, lounging at his chair, and he's like eating a donut, watching the camera. Then all of a sudden, you see some fucker with a toolbox walk into one of the bathrooms. He's like, wait, what the fuck? Oh shit, my day just got interesting. Like, some fucker just walks into a bathroom with a toolbox.
These kids in high school majoring in plumbing. Dude, for real, they might as well just, like, drop out of school and be fucking...
Just be a plumber. At my school, the boys were kicking... Yeah, that happened at my school, too. They would kick the fucking... wrestlers or whatever. They would just, like, fucking boot like that shit.
No, there'd be kids in my school who, like... Some kids would be taking a shit, right? And they'd be, like, fucking with the guy who's taking a shit. Like, dude...
Oh, no.
The dude just wants to poop. And they'd be like, hello... Oh, you're taking a poop, huh? And then he kicked the stall. Like, the poor kid just wants to take a dump, bro.
See, that right there, like, those shits right there, like, that's the reason why I never, like, if I had to pee, yeah, whatever. But I would rarely use, like, my school's bathroom. Because I was like, I have no clue what shit's going to happen. I have no clue what would happen in high school. Like, no shot. I'll see the kid hang off the exit sign and break the ceiling. I feel like I have seen a TikTok of that.
Oh, I think I have. What's up, Janae? How you doing?
Holy shit, dude.
I remember me and my homies broke the metal trash can and stole that bitch last day of school, but not a whole ass urinal or some shit.
Yeah, like, the worst we would do is, like, you know, clog the toilet, break a stall door, or, like, steal the soap dispenser.
Yeah,
that's like the worst.
Throw soap everywhere on the floor, like.
Yeah, like you would walk in and you fucking slip because like, there's soap everywhere.
Like, just like shitter stuff, you know. But like, I feel like if you can steal a urinal from a school, you can pull off a bank heist, dude. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Like you're different. You're different, dude.
You see that? People who poop in school are maniacs, and then Pekka goes, "That's me."
Dude, Pekka just shits everywhere, bro. That guy just drops a log everywhere.
Sam Pekka. Bro, yeah, I would never, like, I'd just be like, I'd fucking hold it until I got back. Like, there's no way.
Me too. My best friend would steal the front desk lady's pencil cup and hide it around her school all year. Aww, dude, that's just mean.
That's mean. Just, that's kind of funny, bogus. Though. That's that kind of funny, though. That's
just bogus.
I remember one time, so, like, I walked into the bathroom. I think it's funny, but... And fucking... Oh my god, what was it? There was like, I shit you not, there was this one kid in our school that would like, he's in like the fucking military now, but he would be an absolute menace, right? Anything he did, he put up signs around like our school, and it was like, vote for Jameson for class president because fuck you, school name. Like, he would put those all around the school. I remember walking into the school one time, and those were all around the school. This motherfucker had overdue library books, right? Right? This fucker had overdue library books.
No way, dude.
And one day, over the loudspeaker, they were telling which bathroom was closed off. And I remember the day before, I walked into this bathroom, and so he peed, right? And then put the overdue library books in the toilet. And then fucking clogged the toilet, so it flooded the bathroom, ruined the books, and they had to close off the bathroom because he broke it.
So he broke the bathroom and didn't have to pay for his overdue library books.
Yeah, and just didn't return.
Dude, this guy's a menace.
Oh my god, he was an absolute menace. Like,
I'd be scared working for the school if I had to deal with that kid.
Oh my god, yeah. Like, dude, it was
what an animal.
White kids are fucking weird.
But now that I've been to your like town, like I'm not surprised at all.
No, like for fun, like me and Austin would like go around like Saratoga. That's fine. That's not a city near me, so it's fine. Not doxing me. But like we would go around like Saratoga Springs, and like especially during track season when like horse racing, so all the rich people are out about like eating meals. We would just like scream at them. Like, as we're driving by on the street, like, that's literally what we thought was fun.
We were doing that when I was there, dude.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we thought was fun. Like, that's what we do on a normal basis because we have nothing else better to do.
It was 9 p.m. at night. It was 9 p.m. at night. We drive through Saratoga, and people are walking around, right? And we're just like, hey!
We're just like,
what the fuck? Like, literally, we'd roll the windows down, and we'd be like, hey, motherfucker! Like...
It's the fucking stupidest thing, but it's like, that's what I did for fun, because we're like, oh, we got nothing else better to do. Like, I don't fucking know. Yeah, like, if you're from my town, you've been there, so it's like, you know, that shit doesn't sound surprising for my high school.
Like, you guys don't, like, it sounds crazy, but, like, once you go there, you're like, oh.
Makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
Because there's nothing to do there.
No, there really isn't.
Oh, you've been to Saratoga, Janae.
Saratoga Springs, New York? Yeah, there's fucking nothing. I mean, unless you gamble, then, like, there's the racetrack. Then there's something to do. Freshman year of high school, some kid needed to take a piss really bad in PE, so he walked outside of the court, peeing in a bush. Our teacher saw that. The motherfucker, dude. No, he pulled this completely. No! Dude, people who fucking pull their, like, pants down completely...
Those people I've never weird. Grown up, bro. He was letting that shit hang.
No.
Bro, that shit was blowing in the wind.
Oh, that's funny. You have a town named Saratoga Springs, too? That's actually funny.
I thought there was only one.
Yeah, I thought there was only one.
I thought there was only one.
I'll Google it. Oh, wait, my sister's calling me. Sorry, podcast time. Sorry, podcast time.
Can't Are you not it. From New York, Janae?
Let's see if there's a different Saratoga Springs.
When I look up Saratoga Springs, oh, yeah, I see city in Utah, city in New York
City.
Oh
my god, that's so weird. There's a Utah? What the fuck?
They want you to watch when they do that. Yeah, dude, they're letting it hang for a reason, bro.
Yeah, no, there's definitely like letting
that shit is slanging. Like, he's slanging that thing. I love saying that. Slanging that thing.
Are you from? I'm basically from Saratoga. I should just tell, you know what's funny? I've been telling people a lot of the time that I'm just like, because it's easier. Because a lot of people, when I'm like, oh, I'm from upstate, everyone thinks that everything that's not New York City is upstate. So like, it's New York City,
Long Island. No, but he's like, this guy's like upstate.
So I'm like super upstate. So I've been telling people a lot of the time, like, when it's like, if it's just like a first time interaction, it's like a one time only thing. Like, I know I'm not going to talk to them. It's like for like, you know, like, holy shit, icebreakers. I'm like, oh, I'm from New York City. Like, I just leave it at that because it's just so much easier. It's like, oh, if I'm from upstate, they're just like, oh, where?
Albany. People know what Albany is. True. Just say that.
No, you know what's funny? Some people don't. Like, I did say that one time in a class as like, they're like, oh, I'm from Albany. And they're like, where's
Isn't
that?
Albany
and
the
I'm
capital like, of New York?
Yes, it is.
Bruh, a moment. People don't know.
So I'm like, oh, I'm from Albany. And they're like, oh, where's that? And I'm like, I just start fucking laughing. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, like, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, our state capital.
I wouldn't know what to say at
something.
That point either. Because then that's just like, well, you just don't know geometry. Like,
yeah,
or geography.
Geometry. Yeah.
You're hella uptown?
Yeah, no, I'm like fucking off.
Guys,
so
he's
uptown.
In bumfuck nowhere. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know how else to say that, like, so if like, you guys have ever been to like Chicago, and you know if you go too far south, it's just cornfields. It's the same.
It's
that's
the
how
same
New York
thing,
is, except
the rest of the state. Yeah.
So New York, when you go north, it's all cornfields.
Yeah, you're in Narnia, bro. What the fuck? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On God, that's... bro, this guy's on another planet. This guy's in Pangea, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you love the shirt. Thank you. That's a classic.
I know. It's
no,
great.
Yeah,
guys,
like
you can get it at Target. Use code Josh for 10% off.
Country boy turned city boy. Hell yeah. No,
you
like Sebi.
You can actually get that shirt from Target. Code Josh, true. 10% off. The second part is a lie, but the first part is true.
The first part is true. Second part is hope. No. No, but like Seb had such a culture shock when he visited me for the first time. He was like, holy shit. Like, he thought I was kidding. Like, when I was like, oh, I'm from bumfuck New York, oh, whatever. He flew in and he texted me. He goes, like, he was landing and he goes, dude, what the fuck? Why did I see like 8 farms on my way landing
down.
Yeah, because
for me to see barns, I gotta go south. Like, I gotta yeah. like drive a little bit, right? Because I'm basically a city kid, right? And then I'm in the plane, right? And then I'm about to land. They're like, everybody put your trays up, initiate landing sequence, right? And I look out the window, and I just see like. Barn, 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 cow, barn, 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 barn,
cow.
Corn, cow, barn, 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 like,
tractor.
Dude, yeah, tractor.
Tractor.
Dude, for the first time in my life, I saw a John Deere lot. I didn't even know those existed. I didn't know that, like, you could go to there was like a John Deere dealership. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, so we're like driving on the highway, like I'm picking this fucker up and I take it up back and like we're going on the like, you know, I-87 shooting up like to where I have to go. Like what am I saying? Like, you guys know where that is. Anyway, so we're on the like highway and right next to like right off the exit we need to get to is like motherfucker is like, is that a fucking John Deere dealership? I'm like, yeah, we got a couple around here. And he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, I told you, bro. People need their tractors.
Dude, I'm like, no, but are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. No,
he lives in Chicago.
It, right?
That he doesn't
means,
have that.
No, because that means that there's enough demand in the area for people to warrant there being a dealership. Like, people are going to this dealership and whipping out their new John Deere 6.9s, bro. Like,
yeah, like, really.
People are buying the new model of John Deere. Like, fuck the sports cars, bro. Fuck the Lamborghinis. Fuck the Maseratis.
Nah,
bro.
I need my 2020. No, I need my 2022 John Deere.
Yeah, dude, for real.
No,
I'm assuming you landed at JFK. No, I landed
in Albany, which is the worst airport in the
Albany
world.
Albany International Airport, which by the way has only one international line to London. Okay,
yeah, that's
and
why it's an
wait
international
for it, right?
Airport.
All the planes that come in are like mid-sized planes, okay? So then my happened to be on a Boeing 737, you know, the big ass plane, right?
The big boys, like what normal airports use for yeah, big city travel.
Josh hits me up and is like, dude, don't worry. Don't worry. You don't have to. It's fine. Okay. Like, we'll get there.
Okay.
Like,
I'll preface this. I'll preface this because since he said all of them are mid-sized flights, every single flight I've flown on to and from like Albany and Chicago for like the past year or so was a mid-sized aircraft. It wasn't fucking Boeing. So I just showed up always like 30 minutes beforehand, ran through TSA because like no one's there anyway, and got on my flight and called it a day.
So he's like, yeah, dude, we'll just show up there 30 minutes before your flight has to board. You know, you'll be fine. You have so much free time, okay? I go there, okay? The line? All lanes of TSA are open. There's only one TSA checkpoint. They usually only have three lanes open. One.
Yeah, all six of these bitches were open.
All six of the bitches were open, filled to the brim, and the line extended all the way to the parking garage, okay? And wait for it, right? Wait for it. That was for one flight, my flight back home to Chicago.
It was literally everyone going on that Boeing.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm hearing people talk in line and they're like, yeah, I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to Chicago. Everyone in this line
is going to Chicago. Every single person.
And then, you know, I get through the gate finally. Okay. Luckily, everyone gets through before like, like 5 minutes before it's boarding time. Like somehow, some way, everyone is just like, boom, like just shot through the fucking TSA line. I get to the gate, right? This gate is like a joint gate. There's like, it's like A4, A5, A6, all in one area. The whole room is filled only for A5, and it's only for the Chicago flight. A4 and A6 aren't even open yet. Like, it's 6:30 in the morning. Like, the airport isn't even functioning yet at 6:30 because, like, they're not used to that shit.
No, like, it's so funny because, like, I feel like this was, like, the first time Albany has, like, gotten a Boeing because I would always go there. Even when I didn't have pre-check, like, before I got pre-check, I would go through the regular line and I'd blow through it in, like, 5 minutes because there's fucking no one there. I shit you not. So you go to, like, if you look up here, I'll look up, like, how many gates at, hold on, how many gates at O'Hare, right? There's 191 gates, right, at O'Hare. Yeah. Now, if I look up the Albany Airport, here we go. We have 20. so we only have 20 gates.
O'Hare's 100 more gates, dude.
So,
and like, half of those are international.
Yeah, exactly. Like a nice chunk of those are international. At the airport by me, like, that's closest and just most convenient, because to go to like JFK or LaGuardia, it's like a fucking 3 hour drive to go down to New York City and go to that airport. It's not worth it. So it's always convenient because it always flies to Chicago, so it's like, okay, whatever. But there's 20 gates. One of those is international, so they got 19 like domestic fucking flights. There's like two lanes that you get. It's either Concourse A or Concourse B. You got like no other, choice.
You got A or B, and then like,
and that's it.
maybe C if you're feeling a little frisky.
Yeah, and then maybe like the C.
The ends of the gates, it's six gates, three on the top floor, three on the bottom floor. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think B has the most. Like, B doesn't have just six. It has like, it has eight or whatever. Yeah. You know?
And
eight, bro. Like, it's fucking insane. Like, I remember, like, usually I fly, and the only flight to Chicago usually from, like, from Albany to, they're balling only eight, yeah. Usually from, like, Albany to Chicago, the only flight I can get is, like, either super early in the morning, like, I take off at, like, 5:36, or, like, late at night, and I take off at 7. So I always get the early morning one because I'm like, oh, I don't want to waste a day. By the time I get there and I get through the gate, usually the two main like areas, there's like the gift, there's like the little shop, like a fucking convenience store, basically a Starbucks, a Chick-fil-A, and a Dunkin' Donuts. That's what's like right in front outside the TSA gate.
Oh, and tell him about how also, like, this Chick-fil-A in the airport is, like, the closest Chick-fil-A to him.
Yeah, it's the only one in the area is, like, 2 hours away.
Two hours away.
Yeah, because we don't have Chick-fil-A upstate. It's only, like, down in the city.
Actually. I just had Chick-fil-A before the stream.
Apologize to the gays.
I love the gays. However,
yeah, there you go.
Unfortunately,
gotta eat that chicken.
Unfortunately, I also really like the Chick-fil-A chicken. So I feel really bad. I feel really bad because I am very much an ally, but I just fucking
gotta love, gotta have that chicken. Yeah. So one time I remember I flew, like, I was going back like to Chicago, and I flew. My flight was at 6 a.m, right? The Starbucks not open. The Chick-fil-A barely opening. Like, they were just opening. Dunkin' Donuts not even opening. The only thing that was basically open was the, like, 24/7 airport, like, store that had, like, you know, that it's like basically you walking into a gas station. Everything else was closed. Like, you wanted food? Yeah, G fucking G. You might as well go to a McDonald's before you get to the airport, because you ain't getting shit at 6 a.m. at Albany International Airport. Fucking quote unquote international airport. It's such a joke of an airport because it's so, it's such a difference from like flying from O'Hare, because it's like there's like hundreds of thousands of people always like flying, you know, you got everyone moving. They're like, I'll fucking move out of my way. I got to get to the gate. You know, everyone's rushing through security. There's like everything's open basically most hours.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
O'Hare.
Nuts.
O'Hare in the morning, you have a couple thousand people, like, and that's chill. Like, that's considered chill.
That's considered, yeah. It's like, oh, you got like maybe like 7,000.
You get to noon, or like you like land off of like a flight and it's like 5 p.m. and you can't fucking move because there's like 80 million people in your way.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. It's so funny though. You land
in Heathrow, they have no fast food spots. Unlucky.
That sucks.
Just don't go to London. I don't know.
I think it's so funny, like, some airports, like these small ass ones, like, obviously people gotta get around, like, they gotta go places, but it's like, at least like have some shit open. I like all the time, because I think it's so funny that 6 a.m. the Starbucks is just not open in the airport, and it's like people are tired, they want their coffee, bro.
What's the Connecticut one went to? Oh, Hartford looks really, yeah, nice, but they need some shit also. Like,
oh, you want to tell that story? That was a funny story.
Oh, let's tell you guys this story. Okay, so
that was funny.
I decided to go back to visit New York for 4 days before I came here to LA, before I hopped on the train to come here to LA, right? And we get to the airport, okay? It's like our flight is like 6-7 p.m.
Yeah.
Like from out of O'Hare going to Albany, you know, and conveniently, yeah, it decided to be really fucking rainy. Okay, so, you know,
it was storming.
What
was
happens, storming. You know, we're sitting there in the gate and it delayed, which, yeah, is like, oh,
which happened.
Funny
that
O'Hare
happens
moment.
At O'Hare. Yeah, funny O'Hare, moment. O'Hare moment.
So, you know, it got delayed, and then it got delayed again, and we're like, oh, well, shit. And then it got delayed again, and now it's 10 p.m., and we're like, well, what's going to happen? And then it got canceled, and we're like, well, fuck, I just got bent over by the airport.
O'Hare,
so, well,
yeah.
Shit. So
shit.
Our flight got canceled, basically. So we're like, all right, well, let's try and get another flight, because everyone here is pissed. So what do? We wait in line for United, like, customer service, okay? Now,
and this line
now
is
wait
going
in line.
So it's like the line is as long as the terminal itself. Like, it goes from,
yeah,
the customer service desk of United all the way to the end of the terminal. And we were waiting there for what?
Have you guys ever waited in a line, chat?
Is what? Two and a half hours?
Yeah, you
have
not waited in a line like this. We waited 2.5 hours in this line.
Yeah.
I feel like I was like in Black Friday, dude. Like, it was like Black Friday in 2009 waiting for it to fucking,
yeah,
open.
Really?
Dude, literally, it's the line spanned, like, I'm not over exaggerating this at all. It spanned 5, maybe 6, 7 gates.
Yeah, it was like the rest of the terminal. It was ridiculous.
And then, we were able to book a flight the next morning, but not to Albany, you know, because fuck me,
because
right?
Fuck New York, because, like, fuck that. It's like,
because apparently Albany just can't get a plane in, even if there's like the slightest bit of precipitation on the ground. It can drizzle, and then like they'll like won't know how to act.
And again, they can't handle the fucking Boeings, because they're like, oh no, the plane's too big. Oh no, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, because the following day, that morning flight got canceled and the evening,
yeah,
flight got canceled. And so then I was getting scared that I wasn't able to come home. But anyway, we got a flight to Hartford, Connecticut, which is an airport 2 hours away from Josh. Luckily, his sister's able to pick us up. yeah, so I mean, yep, ended up working out, I guess. But then, like, I still lost an entire day because,
basically,
you know,
yeah,
conveniently, Caitlin decided to get a ring stuck on her finger that morning before she went to go pick us up.
Yeah,
so
we're about to fly off, right? And I get a call from my sister, and she goes, hey, remember how I have to get you from the airport? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, I'm waiting for the ambulance to come to the house because I got a ring stuck on my finger. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I tried butter. I tried, you know, everything to get it off. And it just won't come off. And I'm like, okay, well, keep me updated on how it goes. So I'm like, I text her before we leave. And I'm like, did you get it off? And she goes, nope. And I'm like, okay, are you going to come get us? Like, call Austin. Like, our buddy Austin was like, yo, if you need, like, if anything comes up, you can just let me know and I'll be there. I'll pick you up. Like, I don't work today or whatever.
He literally offer was like, yeah, dude, I will come get you guys. And we're like, okay.
Okay, cool.
And then Caitlin was like, nope. So then she drives she all the way
fucking
over
drives.
The ring is stuck on her finger, cutting off circulation in her finger. So she drives all the way over, the 2-hour drive to come get us. Then, you know, we get Chick-fil-A on the way back. And then we're like, well, shit.
her fucking finger was like, it was plump. It was blue. It was like blue. I was so scared that she was like, we'd like end up like her finger would not be usable anymore. Like, I was like, Caitlin, why the fuck did you drive all the way out? You're 2 hours away from home. I'm like, you're 2 hours away. She's like, yeah, I know. That's what I was scared. I was like, bro, we're going to get to like a hospital or whatever. And they're like, no, we got to take it off. Like, we got to get rid of the finger.
So actually, we did end up going to a hospital. We went to the Albany one. Which was, again, another like 30 minutes out of the way of his house. So
yeah.
Great. Great. Fuck me, I guess. My whole day is gone.
We
admit her to the pediatric center because she's under 18. She was under 18 at the time.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Still. So we admit her there.
Which is good because there was no one there. And in the regular ER, it was like fucking packed out the wazoo. So honestly, that was pretty great. And Seb couldn't come in because he wasn't family. So he just ended up sitting in the waiting room.
I just sat there. But it turns out the way they did it was the same way that she tried to do it with like the string and to wire underneath and like yank it off.
Literally
they
yank it off.
They did the same. They did the same shit just with like a towel and they just yanked that bitch hoe.
Yeah, like they just like because my sister went to like when we were in like Massachusetts or whatever, she just like stopped at like a CVS or like a Walgreens or whatever and got like floss and she thought that would work. But it was obviously like too thin, like too delicate. So like literally like these people in the ER like fucking like wiggled like a fucking like basically a piece of cloth under her finger, wrapped it around and did the same thing. Like it was terrible because like she had to like ice it for like 5 fucking 10 minutes. Like it was like a 30 almost 40 minute ordeal, but it was really nice because
she got to keep the ring.
Like they got it off perfectly fine. They were like, never do this again, because it was like it wasn't like a normal ring that you put all the way down at the bottom of your finger. It was like a quarter size ring, so it like goes on the top half of your finger. And she accidentally like she fucking fell asleep with it.
She fell asleep with it on and it just
slipped.
Went,
and it just slipped all the way, which it's not supposed to do. And it was so funny because the doctors were like, what the fuck is a quarter size ring? I've never heard of that in my life. And my sister was like trying to explain it. And like all the doctors were like, yeah, never buy that shit ever again because you're just
I don't even
forget.
Know why that exists.
Yeah, I don't either. Like that's just crazy because like, I like buy normal rings. Honestly, actually, I don't even buy normal rings.
Why the
like,
hell does your sister have that?
I don't know. She's cool. I guess. She's way
moment.
Too cool for us. She's way too cool
Caitlin
for
moment.
Us.
Caitlin moment.
Yeah. But
she's
it was
too cool
funny.
For us then, until she has to pay the copay.
True. but it was
So
it was quite
anyway,
funny. That was
I mean,
like, funny.
She got it out and then we got home finally at like 5 and then
Yeah, that was that. Dude, okay, I'm going to be real with you. Living in like cuz you didn't live like in like downtown or whatever. But living down here is so fucking nuts. Like this, oh yeah, the shit I've seen already is like ridiculous. Like it was so funny. You know, like, so on the way back, I was like dropping off, like I was coming back to my building. Me and this girl were like done hanging out. We got like coffee or whatever. We had done talking. Like we did like a whole fucking like 3 mile like loop around downtown or whatever. Like we just kept going north and I was like, we should probably turn around because we're just going to keep fucking going straight and never turn. So then we went on like the river walk and like walked around and shit. I got a bike down there. Like it's
the
really nice to
really
walk
nice.
Down there.
It's very nice.
But like we were walking back.
Went on a date with someone there once.
We're walking down our street, like where our building is. All of a sudden we see this giant ass fire truck, right? We see this giant ass fire truck. And then we see like we're like, oh, what the fuck is going on? And then all of a sudden, we see this, like, SUV in a bus. Like, it's just, like, there's a piece of the bus. Like, there's, like, it's just, like, totaled in the middle of the street.
Oh. Ah.
There's a bus on the side, and there is, like, a big chunk of the bus's, like, it's a piece of metal of the bus's side lodged into this guy's, like, hood.
The right? bus is inside of the SUV's hood?
Like a chunk of the side of the bus. So like a piece of metal from the bus.
So did the SUV hit the bus or vice versa? Yeah,
I think it was the SUV hit the bus. It was ridiculous. And we were like walking down and all of a sudden you see this crowd of, I shit you not, maybe 200 people on each side of the sidewalk. So maybe, I shit you not, 400 people.
What?
Just watching, like they are just watching this happen, and I'm sitting there
say like they stampeded and moved the shit out the way, yeah. Something like that.
No, they're literally standing there like zombies with like their phones out, and they're like recording the whole thing. It was the weirdest thing.
What a generation we live in, huh?
Yeah, really. And this girl next to me was like, "Damn, this is such a Chicago moment," because she like grew up here.
It really is.
And I was like, "This is so funny," because there was a person like the driver.
Why am I not surprised by that, though?
The driver was still in the car, and they were trying to get the driver, like, out of the car or whatever. And everyone's just standing there looking at, like, the EMTs and, like, the firemen and the police and, like, trying to figure out how to get this guy out of the car.
I'm, like, not Holy surprised shit. By that at all.
It was ridiculous. And then, like, all of a sudden, this, like, CTA worker's walking by. She, like, looks at me and this girl, and she's like, "Dude, what the?" She's like, "What the fuck happened over here? Like, how this shit even happened? Do you know what happened?" And I'm like, "No, I just got, like, I literally just got you." She's like, "Man, dude, I don't even know what the, like, how does this shit happen downtown like that?" And then she takes her Snapple. She's like moving. She's frantically moving.
She's got a,
like,
Snapple in hand?
She's got to be Italian. Yeah, she has a glass bottle Snapple. Instantly, it just, boom, drops on the sidewalk. Shit shatters everywhere. She goes, and then all of a sudden, she just looks at the ground. She goes, "Well, shit, I'll just pay for that." And just, like, walks away. I'm like, what the fuck? She leaves it all there, and then people are, like, walking by, and they just keep stepping on the glass. And then every time you hear the glass crack, they all look down. They're like, "Damn, now my shoes are ruined." And I'm like, "That's fucking unfortunate, dog."
My bad, bro. Like, that's on you, G.
And since you're in L.A., did you guys have, like, a massive, like, for, like, Mexican Independence Day, do y'all have, like, shit crazy in the streets?
Not really. I mean, we had an earthquake.
You did have an earthquake? Holy shit.
I didn't feel it, though. You don't know why? Because I was fucking streaming, and I was too busy molding at Valorant.
I mean, it was too big. He's like, he's already shaking the desk by pounding. It's like, the earthquake can't get to shit. Why fucking but pounding the desk? No,
it was a
small desk.
One. It was like a 4 or something magnitude. Oh, shit.
No.
I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it at all.
I remember the night before and then the night of, like, Mexican Independence Day, there were people, like, Mexican people in the streets on their cars, like, waving the flag. They, like, gridlocked, like, 6 fucking blocks. They were playing, like, loud Hispanic music. Like, they were having fun down there. But it was crazy because they kept honking their horns as well. They did this shit, I kid you not, until, like, the cops came and cleared them out at fucking, like, almost 3 a.m. I was like, I am not going to sleep tonight. There's no way I'm going to sleep tonight. They just kept fucking going crazy.
Did anything happen with, like, Puerto Rican stuff? Because remember how, like, in the summer, like, literally everyone had Puerto Rican flags on their car?
See, I feel like that, and I've asked someone, like, a friend of mine who is just Puerto Rican, and it's just people are, like, they're just happy to be Puerto Rican. Like, those are just people going around. They're just, like, proud to be Puerto Rican.
You know
what?
Good
for
them.
I don't think there was, like, a crazy, like, holiday or anything, like, of import. Like, they're just happy. And, I mean, like, you know, they're so, like, happy to be Puerto Rican. But, like,
more power to them, dude.
This was definitely Mexican Independence Day because they were waving, like, Mexican flags. They were going crazy, but they were, like, they fucking created, like, a gridlock for, like, 6-7 blocks. They had, like, all the time. They just had, like, they were honking their horn, playing their music, and I was like, great. like for a couple hours, I was like, yeah, let's go. Good for you guys. And then it was like 2 a.m. I was like, fuck, I got a test tomorrow. Shut the fuck up. Like, I was like, stop on it, bro. They didn't clear it out. Like the Chicago PD had to come and like literally was like, oh, yeah, like I heard them down there. They were like, oh, this is an unlawful gathering. You guys need to clear the streets or whatever. And I was like, damn, you don't have to be so rude about it. But anyway, I was like, kind of like, thank God, bro. Because like, I also felt bad because there was an ambulance that had to get through this street. And he just and had to drive just on like the sidewalk. All these people yeah, it was just like the whole thing was gridlock. Motherfucker literally drove on the sidewalk because he's like, there's no way I'm getting through this at all. Motherfucker just drove through the sidewalk. And then the like next night, like actual Mexican like Independence Day, because that was the night before. Instead of behind my building, it was in front of my building. So I didn't hear it as much because like there's so many walls and everything. So I didn't hear it. Like my windows weren't facing that way, but I went out there and I recorded a video of like going down. They were so happy. They were going crazy. Literally at an intersection a block away, they like lit something on fire. It was, I don't even know what it was, but there was a big ass fire in the middle of the street. It was ridiculous. But the night before, oh my God, I totally forgot to mention this. They were setting off fireworks at like 10, 11, 12.
In downtown, dude?
In downtown. That's and ins- people.
That's ins- when that oh, happens, because yeah. that's happened so many yeah. times. I've like experienced it. Like, it's whack, dude. Because I'm like, you'll just be walking. I'm like,
Gunshot, boom, boom.
Fireworks. Gunshot? Fireworks.
But yeah,
and
no.
All of a sudden, you just. All of a sudden, you just hear, boom, 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 and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I don't know where these people get their fireworks, but they don't sound like fireworks. Because...
Yeah, but then you look up in the sky, and you're like...
And they're like, oh, okay, cool. You're like, oh, cool, let's go. No, but, like, fucking, my roommates come out, and one of them is not from here. He's from, like, Ohio. And he's like, are we good, guys? Like, he's literally like, what the fuck is going on out there? I'm like, nah, don't worry about it. Like, I looked outside the window, and I saw, like, the green and the white and the red, and I was like, ah, don't even worry about it. Because, like, at first, I was like, that's what I thought at first. I was like, who's getting shot out there? Like, what kind of bombs are they setting off in downtown right now? Like, they literally sounded like bombs. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was like, it didn't sound like fireworks. It sounded like a bomb or something. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, where the fuck do they get these fireworks? Because they don't sound like fireworks. A Chicago moment for sure. As a Puerto Rican, we had those on our cars 24/7. Yeah, so like that was just different. But yeah, it was insane. It was fun though because I got sleep eventually, but not much. Like, I didn't get much sleep fucking at all. But you know, that's fine. I gotta have their celebration. It was cool to see though. It was so funny because like what was it? I saw on like, I don't know, like some DePaul forum. They were like, bro, can you guys shut the fuck up? And I'm like, bro, we do the same shit on July 4th. Like, let them be. Like, I'm like, we do the same fucking shit. but it did go pretty late. And I was like, when it hit like 2:30, I was like, okay, yeah, I got to go to bed, guys.
All right, guys, like I love the energy, but come on.
Yeah, I was like, this is some great energy, this is great, but it's 2:30 in the morning. I got a test tomorrow or some shit. It's funny. Man, so yeah, how's the LA life? You going to Trader Joe's a lot?
Actually have been, not gonna
let's
lie.
Let's fucking go.
Because we have Trader Joe's and Target, so I don't have a choice. Every time I
let's
go, I'm like,
fucking go. I converted just him, y'all.
Every time I go to Trader Joe's, I just think of Josh. Like, I'm just like,
I converted him.
I've succumbed to his ways. I haven't even been to H Mart yet.
Oh, really? Oh, is that like LA only or like Cali only?
No, H Mart is, it's like the Korean market.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah,
cool, cool.
But like,
damn,
it's like
you gotta
drive,
go there, bro.
So, like,
yeah, dog, so, we've been to the Korean market so much. You know how much like authentic ramen, Japanese, like Korean food we have? We have
dude,
so
I need that,
much.
Man. I need that, dude. Man. I have a Korean friend here that makes Korean food, and it's so fucking good, dude.
Where are they? Like, we have... I can't find them at all. I misplaced them. They're probably in the kitchen.
But, like, we eat so much, like, Japanese or just, like, Asian food in general. I bought myself, like, a set of chopsticks. Like, because we just eat so much.
We just have a shit ton of chopsticks. Like, just because.
Yeah, like, I felt bad because I, like, used my roommate's chopsticks for a bit. Obviously, I watched them or whatever. But then I was like, we all have our own set. Like, we all have our own set of, like, 5 or 6 chopsticks. It's ridiculous. Oh, man. Mm-mm. That was funny. Yeah, I bet you. Dude, you know what's actually ironic? You have been going to Trader Joe's all the time, and I went when I lived with you. I have not gone to Trader Joe's yet. I went once with
Jazly. Dude, it's flipped. The roles have reversed.
Yeah. I went once with Jazly, and that is the only time I've gone to Trader Joe's. I think I went with her because I was like
one downtown or what?
Yeah, it's like half a mile away from my building.
See, the thing is, I can't exactly just like go to downtown LA that frequently because we don't have a car. It's like public transportation here is like not that good.
Ass.
Other than a train that goes to Santa Monica, like that's runs through USC, like.
Oh, nice.
That's fine, but like in terms of public transportation, like for downtown specifically. Other than the limes, it's really an L. Limes. So.
Have you been using the limes a lot?
No, there's no point because I just board. I board the class.
Oh, that's true.
Like when I skateboard, I can get to the opposite end of campus in 5 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
From my apartment, yeah.
Damn, there you go.
So, yeah, I'm a full-fledged longboarder now, guys. So, I let you know.
Yeah, I literally went to Trader Joe's one day with Jazly because I was like, I have not been to Trader Joe's at all. I need to go. Like. It's stupid.
It was calling you.
It was calling.
Dude, I have
yeah.
both of your dude. You're in the village. Like you're just there. It's Trader Joe's and Target.
Oh, right, that's right. Oh my God, that's right. In the village, you have both right there. That's
I will
that's,
never
oh
forget
God,
about
that's
you
true.
Because it's just you, as stores.
Yeah. Look, like I'm even wearing what like a Trader Joe's employee would wear is like a fucking
banana
Hawaiian shirt for work. Like that's their uniform. It's just a Hawaiian shirt.
I want some succulents in my apartment, dude. I need to get some.
You don't have any? Dude, my bamboo tree has been doing good. Ruth is living. I have not killed it yet. And it's probably because Ruth texted me. Like when I told her, I was like, yo, you know, we all were like, oh, you should name the tree after your aunt or whatever. What was it? I told her that and she was like, please don't kill me. And I was like, I got you, Ruth. Don't worry. I won't kill you. I got
Please
you.
Don't kill me.
That's so, funny. I am not.
Have you been feeding
one...
it the green whatever?
Oh yeah, the green
what
green.
What's it called?
The
green.
Yeah. It has one like yellow leaf, and it's like withering.
It sounds
away.
So
but
funny
that
it's called green green.
Yeah, it's great.
Like a kid named it. Oh,
I got
green.
Like I got two succulents back here too. I want to get like more plants. I'm gonna become like Jacob and Kyle, which is just like
I want a cactus
everywhere. Oh, that'd be fun. Plant. I gotta ask Kyle. I should actually hit up Kyle for like lunch. We got lunch like the first week I moved in, and then like obviously like classes hit. So
that's
like,
so nice, dude. Like all you guys are there, but
yeah,
I love it out
nice.
Here too much. I can't go.
No, I totally get it. No, I'll be here for like a break for like a week.
Yeah, a weekend. I'll be like, yeah.
Okay, bye. Dude, it's gonna be so nice. I'm gonna be jealous of you though for like the winters, because for you it's gonna be like 50 degrees, and then here it's gonna
be
like negative 100. It's gonna be like negative 100.
That's why I'm gonna want to
like
leave.
Snow.
That's why I'm going to want to come back. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah,
I'm
on,
50 degrees.
I'm on like my 50 and sunny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No rain though. Y'all don't get rain over there.
We don't bang with rain, but it's fine. Cause I love sun. So like, it's sunny all the time here. Save for like one, it's been cloudy here 2 days since I've been here.
Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding.
That's
it's been
crazy.
Perfectly sunny every other day.
It's been exactly like I knew it would be. Like, some days it's, like, sunny and, like, 65 and, like, barely windy. And I'm like, oh, that's perfect. I can still wear shorts for a little bit. It's nice. I'm not, like, sweating walking to class. And then the next day, 90 degrees. Heat blaring down the streets. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Or the opposite direction. It'll rain like a motherfucker, windy as shit. And you're like, fuck. I gotta put everything on.
And then the next day, sunny and 75, and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Great.
We do a little bipolar weather, Chicago moment.
Yeah, sure. Josh's work at Trader Joe's. Yeah, I'm still on that job hunt.
You should.
No, I applied. They said no.
All right, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
You know what's funny, though?
I need to start doing internship hunts, but like...
Do you know what is very funny, though? So I texted my sister. I was like, you know how my last resort, like if nothing worked, I would call my manager and like where I lived at the Panera by me. And I'd be like, yo, transfer me to one in Chicago that has an opening.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my sister about that. I sent an application to one that had openings. It's like a 10-minute train ride, right? So I text my sister because she was at work. I was like, yo, tell Megan to like whatever the process is to start like transferring an employee, because I just submitted an application. They can look it up very easily and bada bing, bada boom, job. I don't even have to do anything. And then my sister texts me back and she goes, yeah, so I talked to Megan and technically you got terminated. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She was like, yeah, so since you got like furloughed because of COVID and you never like, you haven't worked for like a year, Megan said the system automatically deletes you.
Yeah, bullshit, dude.
No, so I just got like I don't know how like true or whatever that is, but like I just got outed from the system. But right after I hung up the phone with her, I like get a phone call and I'm like, oh man. Every time like I get a Chicago area code and it says it's from Chicago, I'm like, please be Apple, please be Apple, please be Apple. Answer the phone. It's like this energetic woman. She's like, hi, hello, can I speak to Joshua? Is this Joshua? And I'm like, yeah, this is him. And she's like, hi, I'm the manager from a Panera in downtown Chicago. I was wondering if like when's a good time to come in for an interview? And I was like, I just submitted this shit like 6 hours ago. And I was like, let's fucking go. We're going back to Panera, baby.
Wait, so did you do the interview yet or what?
No, it's tomorrow at 2:00.
Okay.
But we'll come back next week. Come back next week to see if I work.
Come
at
back
Panera.
Next week to see
come
if Josh
back next week.
Has gotten his Panera job back.
Yeah,
back.
Come
back.
Come back next week to see if I'm back at Panera or not. I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because it was so terrible. Did I tell you what happened with Apple?
No, you didn't.
Okay. So I went through the entire interview process, all 5 stages. I'm walking around like a Target. And I'm trying to get some stuff for the dorm. I get a call, and it's like, hi, this is Sam from Apple Michigan Ave. We wanted to let you know that I forget the manager's name, but he was it was like the manager loved the conversation with you and really wanted you to offer a job. And I'm sitting there in the fucking Target. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like in my head, I'm like kicking, I'm like air kicking the like air because I'm like, fuck yeah. And then she hits me with the butt and I'm like, no fucking way. You just blue balled me. And I'm sitting there and I have to regain myself. Like I have to like control myself because I'm like kicking and I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go. And then she's like, butt. And I'm like, bruh. She's like, but we don't have enough spots. it's like a fucking college. Like, oh, you're on the wait list. I literally got put on a wait list.
Yeah, you were waitlisted from
Apple. I was waitlisted from Apple.
From and, Apple University, dude.
From Apple University.
You gotta pay the $2.99 fucking DLC.
Yeah, really. So they're like, oh, we can put you on the wait list and like we'll call you back in like a month if we need you. And I was like, what the... Sure.
So did you say you're on the wait list? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm on the wait list and like they haven't called me back yet.
You're
so
literally you're on the it's a college application.
It's literally a college application.
Yeah, as soon as you're gonna decide you're gonna make your little May 1st decision to Panera, but then you're gonna have to rescind it to go.
Then we have to rescind it, bro. Dude, so I was there Friday. I went to go pick up my iPhone, right? And I was 13, like, right? Wait. Yeah, the 13 Pro Max because my Pro fingers Max. Are big. Because my fingers are big and I don't want to make typos.
Pro Max.
Pro Max. Review coming soon on the YouTube channel, by the way. Anyway.
Pro Max.
Anyway.
Radio. Josh Zulo.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm like, you know what? I'm here. Let me shoot my shot. Let me ask them. Because I was at a different location. I literally shot my shot. I was like, hey. I talked to one of the specialists. I was like, hey. Listen, I know it's iPhone launch day. I know y'all are busy, but I literally said I got denied. Like I was basically hired at the Michigan Ave one, but they just ran out of spots. So I was like, I was wondering.
L.
LL. If y'all got spots. And they're like, oh my gosh, that is so unfortunate. And I'm like, yeah, fucking, yeah. I'm like, I know it is, bro. I'm like, I'm a fucking aware.
They were like, sorry you took the L, but.
They're like, sorry, bro.
Yeah, yeah, my fault, OG.
Yeah, they're like, my fucking bad. And then so they're like, yes, let's get you to our manager and he can like talk to you. So I explained the whole thing. Motherfucker pulls out his new iPhone 13, opens the notes app, and he's like, yeah. He's putting it in his notes app or whatever. He's like, yeah. I'll get back to you within like a week.
No, that was just a promotional for the iPhone 13.
Yeah, it was like, just a promotion. Yeah, it was just a promo. He like whipped it out, the iPhone 13. And he's like, yeah, you see that?
Did he hold up the phone too?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my god, dude.
So, you know what was funny? I was talking to, like, Jazzy about this, and I was like, I'm going to call them back and, like, see what happens. And then I was like, yeah, I'm so desperate. I will take the fucking 50-minute train ride to Naperville to work at that one. I was like, I don't care, bro. If they got spots, no. I'll go there instead. Dude, I don't care.
No, you'll hate yourself. Don't.
No,
do that.
I don't think I will because $30 an hour.
50-minute train ride.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. I don't think it'll be that bad. But anyway, I got this Panera thing. Oh, like the job search has been like on ironic, like, cause like I was feeling it today because like obviously I was like, what if? And I went on the New York State like unemployment thing, and I looked in my account, and it was like, you have exhausted all possible solutions for unemployment in New York State. And I'm like, okay, I need a job, cause like. I bought that, and you know, it's basically just like, it's just like a mental thing because like I bought this phone, but I traded in my old one. So I'm seeing that $1,100 charge on my account and I'm like, ah, fuck. And I'm waiting for that refund from like the trade-in to come in, but I'm still seeing
much,
that like.
How much did you pay? How much are you paying like, after the trade-in?
Like $380, $400, something like that.
Dude. You bought another toy, dude. Like, come on.
I know. I just keep buying toys. I know. Come on, it's ridiculous. Dude. It's disgusting.
You're looking like me out here, bro. Come on, dude.
See, I can say the same thing about you. Like, you buying a new chair. You're buying new monitors. That's what I'm talking about. Dude, we don't even talk about the PS5 purchase.
Okay, yeah. Don't.
We don't even talk about that.
Relax, dude. Before someone in chat, it's like, huh? PS5?
What? PS5?
You got
a
PS5?
Yep. You got two? What? No,
yeah,
I sold
PS5s.
No, I sold it. No. So it's okay.
No, guys, he has two PS5s.
No, I don't. I sold the digital one.
No, guys, he has two.
Okay. I did though. I sold the digital one because I was like, I need to get rid of this. What the fuck am I gonna do with this?
He did not scalp it though, guys. So
No, because it was a friend of a friend. So I was like, oh, I'm not gonna be a dick. But if it was on eBay,
from a friend of a friend, that this dick is a 10 out of 10.
Stream
Planet Her, everybody.
True. Oh my god, that album is so fucking. The album is I'm so gonna be honest, good. No skips. That album has no skips. Like,
dude,
I literally.
Kiss Me More is so good, dude. Need you.
Oh,
need
my
to know
God.
It's so good.
Bro. Wait, let me pull up that album real quick because I forgot some of the track list. Because I think
shit
I have it
so
all.
Good.
Ain't Shit is so. You can't sing it, though.
Can't sing it, you're right.
Can't sing it, though. Woman's it's a good same, one, too.
It's the same wavelength as Who Is in Paris.
Who Is in Paris, yeah. Ain't Shit is the same wavelength. Yeah.
Who was it, chat?
Who was it?
In Paris?
Yeah. Who the fuck was in Paris? Yeah. Say it. I dare you. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I fucking thought.
Yeah, get ready for the band hammer if you say it. Yeah.
Yeah, you say it, you're gone. You're out of here. No, but no, Planet Her is definitely like a no skip album. Like
Pussy
everyone
like
stream
Alakazam. Poof.
Everyone stream Planet Her by Doja Cat. No, for sure. That album fucks. Like Kiss Me More
Pussy.
With SZA. Options
Pussy
with
like
JID. Alakazam. Like dude, she's got some good ass features too. She's got Young Thug, she got Ariana Grande. JID, SZA? Like, what the fuck? Bruh.
Dude, but like, Pussy Like an Alakazam. Poof.
Poof. True. What's the other one that's good? Oh, Get Into It. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. No, Need to Know is also
I love how Yeah is in the parentheses.
Yeah,
like,
it's in the parentheses.
Yeah is the alternate title of the song.
Yeah, yeah. You know what else is? You know what actually is a full skip? Certified Boy Lover.
Dude, facts, dude. Certified Boy Lover? Jesus Christ. Dog.
Holy. I listened to it. Way Too Sexy is terrible.
Future's first number one song was Way Too Sexy, and it's such a bad song.
Dude. Are you serious? That's his first number one. Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure it's his first number one. And Way Too Sexy, it's made by 15-year-olds in high school. In like the back, they're like, dude, check out my new mixtape, bro.
Yeah, check out my new mixtape, bro. Way Too Sexy. I don't know the song with it. Hold on. Oh, whoop. We're about to get
copyrighted. I don't know what any of the names of the songs are. They all sound the same.
They all do. Oh, the Girls Want Girls with Little Baby when he says like the lesbian line. Hold on. What's the line? Hold on. Girls want girls lyric. Yeah. What's the fucking line? Oh, yeah. Staring at your dress because it's see-through. Yeah, talking all that shit because you done been through. Say that you a lesbian girl, me too. Bro, did you see Fantano's reaction to that?
No, I didn't, but that is holy a miss shit. Of a lyric.
That is such a miss of a lyric. When Anthony Fantano, every like Friday when everything drops, he like listens to all of them like before his live on Twitch. And when that line came on the song, he paused the song. And he was like, no.
But you know what song's fire though?
Champagne Poetry.
Top of the morning. Let's get this shit.
that shit is so good. I think it's so funny because like I don't know what like Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar were on because like all of a sudden you know it's like, that country vibe for no reason. Like I don't know when like. Kendrick Lamar was like, hold on, let me put on this cowboy hat and be like, top of the morning. Let's get this shit. Holy shit, dude.
Oh my God, it's so dumb, dude. Funny.
The only song, or like the only two songs I like off of it is like Champagne Poetry. Fair Trade with Travis Scott is only because the Travis Scott one is good. Like it's all only of Travis the features. Yeah,
everything that he's on.
Yeah, like all the features on Certified Boy Lover are better than Drake. Like the features carry that entire album. That's
the same thing as Donda. It's the same thing as Donda.
Okay, I will like, yeah, true. Well, also because like Kanye now is like half producer, half rapper. Like he produces a lot. So it's like basically like a like Calvin Harris, like Avicii type beat where he like makes the beat and then it'll be like, all right, anyone else sing over it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's been a producer for a while.
Exactly. Oh, true. Yeah, he was. But
in any case, I think one of the best albums that have come out recently is Lil Nas X's album.
Oh, that's another No Skipper. Oh my God. Planet Her.
I'm a Kid Leroy fan, so I like his newest stuff.
Dude.
Yeah.
No.
Lil Nas X's new album is really good.
That's too good.
Because it don't feel right when it's late at night and it's just me in my dream.
That one is such a good one.
I love that song.
The only song actually I like on Boy Lover is like some of the feature ones, because some of the feature ones are actually bad. But like the Champagne Poetry. Have you seen like the memes where it's like, dude, Drake's rapping over a Casey Neistat vlog? Because it's like that. Because it's like that. Here, I'll play for 10 seconds. Because like before. Do you like even see like I saw a TikTok one time where they just put Champagne Poetry, like the beginning of Champagne Poetry, behind a Casey Neistat vlog. Yeah, and it just fit perfectly. Everyone's like, damn, bro, Jake really be rapping over Casey Neistat vlog.
It's so like funny. A royalty-free track, dude.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Dude, Lil Nas X, though, is like, he's going off. Like, he is on, like, he doesn't miss one, and he's a fucking marketing genius.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That guy is so fucking smart. I don't even get it. But anyway, yeah. Donda, though, I was there for that Donda concert.
Yeah, was it mid?
No, it was great. It was so funny. He was 2 hours late. I felt bad for your parents, though, because I left because, like, the doors opened at 7. So I left at, like, 5-ish to get there in enough time to, like, park.
And you didn't get there till 9?
No. The concert was supposed to start at 9. That's what it listed in the email. He did not show up until 11 p.m.
Bro, what?
And I felt so
you left at 5. The doors open at 7.
Yep.
The concert's supposed to start at 9. You didn't get there till 11.
Correct. Correct. Yep. This is crazy. I can go over more. Like, I can do like a whole 20-minute segment. And I feel like we'll do it next week because we're getting long. But what was it? It was funny because at like 10:30, I felt bad. So I texted your dad and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Kanye isn't even here yet. I'll be back closer to 1. I was like, my bad. And then he hits me with the okay period. Like, of course, you're like, you know your dad. He's like, he just hits me with the okay period.
He reads it. He's like,
nah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he just doesn't. He's like, nah.
Nah, whatever.
you could be like, yo, so I almost died, but I'm okay now. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, I remember that, like, during the winter when we were, like, driving back from Mike's house in that crazy snowstorm and we were, like, slipping and shit. I texted him. Yeah. I was like, hey, we're driving really slow. The roads are really icy. But we're, like, slipping around. Well, we're driving slow, so we'll be back a little later. And he just hits me with the, okay.
He literally
texted him. I was like, oh, we're slipping around the road a little bit, so we're going to be careful. And he's like, okay. Just text me like, okay, cool. Word up.
Just
got it.
Literally, oh. He's just like, just no emotion. Just.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so funny, bro. When like I moved in, since your dad came with me, like when I moved into my apartment, the move-in helpers were like, they came up to the car and they're like. They're like, oh, so you need to get your dad's state ID, give it to the move-in helpers. And I'm like, that Asian guy, that's my dad. Yeah. I didn't even correct him.
First of all, like how?
Yeah, no, it was funny though, because your dad.
How does one person look at you, look at my dad,
look at your dad, and then go. Yeah, so that's your dad.
You can't bridge that gap. I'm sorry. No, like, you just can't.
No, I don't know what that guy was on, but, like, it was so funny because your dad probably heard it. He looked at me, smiled a little bit, and then, like, I didn't even correct him. I didn't even bother correcting, like, the guy. I was like, uh-huh, okay, cool. Holy.
My dad's got this white-ass son, actually, dude. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, your dad just pulls up the white dad moment. He's like sitting there with like a snapback and he's like his baseball cap and he's just standing there with like a beer.
My dad always be rocking with a baseball cap though.
Your dad do be. Yeah, that's true. Man. All right, oh my god. We've been going for like an hour and 20. Oh shit, we should wrap it up. We're going too long.
I think this is good. That was great. That was a great first episode.
That was a great first episode. So we are back. It is Mutual Leeching. You gotta follow us on Twitter. Sir. You gotta follow us on Twitter.
Actually,
you
Follow us on Twitter. I'm putting the link in chat.
But yeah, you follow us on Twitter or else.
Is it just banned. Mutual Leeching?
At Mutual. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that's
boom.
It. Boom.
Everybody, follow.
Nice double link.
Wait, shit. It doesn't work now. Wait, shit. Wait, nice. Hold on.
Hold on. I got this.
Follow. Yeah, follow. There you Everyone go. Follow right now.
Twitter.com/mutualleeching. And then we got our own Twitters, of course. We got @longseb_, because some bitch took longseb.
Run up the longseb Twitter.
And then we got Twitter.com/JoshZulo. That's mine.
The JoshZulo.
Boom. And then. Yeah, we're going crazy. We're brainstorming. We're coming up with skits. Yep. We got like stuff we want to do. We got merch ideas. Yep. We got Patreon. Yep. These nuts in your mouth.
You're not ready for that one.
You weren't ready for that one. That so was the highest
Patreon subscription is actually you get these nuts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, dude. there's no way these balls will fit in your mouth. There's no way.
Exactly. We should name the highest tier that. It's like you can become a no way these balls don't fit in your mouth. I put the like when
the highest tier is Slugma, and then like the description is there's no way dot dot dot, and then you gotta open more, and then it says there's no way these balls will fit in your mouth.
Like I was setting it up today, and I was just spitballing whatever came. Like I put like mini leechers for like the first tier. So if you can become a mini leecher if you subscribe on Patreon.
Yeah, but if you do for the ripe price of I don't know what the fuck it'll be, you can also
get these nuts in your mouth. Balls. Yeah, no way these balls fit in your mouth.
But if you want to try and see if these balls will fit in your mouth,
you can pay the subscription fee.
You can pay the premium.
You can pay the premium and see if they... No, we just like, you know, since we're both, you know, like you got a bunch of like CS and engineers, I got a bunch of computer science nerds, we just make a program and it just randomly spits out like these balls could be in your mouth or some shit.
It generates the circumference of my ballies and whether or not it'll be a nice fit into your mouth. You
into
know?
Your mouth. Like it's like a couple, it's like a 10 questionnaire and then it'll spit out if.
Yeah, it'll generate a graph of these nuts, you know?
Oh my God, we can use the oh my God, what's the derivative of like the, whatever that thing is, it's like where you drew a shaft and like you did math around it.
Oh my God, I derived the shaft.
Yeah, you derived. Yeah, we just do that. That's the picture that shows up. It's fucking that. Holy shit! But yeah,
but it slowly draws through. So it'll be like a 30-minute lecture of you and I discussing the ballies in the shaft.
That should be one of the bonus episodes that we do.
Yes, Patreon.
So if it's Patreon only, you want the bonus episodes of us going over like a 25-minute lecture on the derivative of the shaft. Get your fucking your Gen Z or iPads out. Take notes with your little Apple pencil. I really can't everyone be making fun of people because like I have that shit.
I do too. I'm part of that.
I can't
now.
Really make it. Yeah, I can't. Even
everyone
make
in Twitch chat, everyone listening at home through the Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, like.
Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or else.
Give us 5 stars. Follow us on Spotify.
Follow us on Spotify.
Share with your mother, your brother, friends, your sister.
Your grandma.
Your stepbro, stepsis.
Stepbro.
Be like stepbro. I'm stuck in this. I'm listening to Mutual Leeching and I'm stuck.
I'm stuck in this washer. Fucking hell.
It's very romantic. Very romantic. If you're having fun times with your partner, just throw on Mutual Leeching.
Do you want to say that? I mean, if you're having fun times with your partner, throw on some Mutual Leeching.
If you need something to listen to with your partner, like you're bored with
that,
or you want to
watch. Fuck that like big 3-hour combined like baby making place that one guy on TikTok make. Just put on Mutual Leeching.
Yeah, just put on Mutual Leeching. Exactly. You know, if you're done having your fun time and you want to have some content to watch with your partner, you don't want to watch Game of Thrones because the last season sucks. Boom. Watch Mutual Leeching.
Mutual Leeching. Boom. We said it. We gotta get like a soundboard. That'd be so fucking funny.
Watch Mutual Leeching. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Like a fucking air horn. Watch Mutual Leeching now on Apple Podcasts. Jesus Christ!
Thank you so much for tuning in on the first episode, everybody.
I appreciate it. You guys mean the world. Follow us on everything.
Yep. There will be Mutual Leeching details once Sigil Arts, the website officially is finalized and launched and everything. But so yeah. we'll get back to you guys on that.
But yeah.
But
tune in every Friday. Boom. 7 p.m. Central Time.
7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
The Mutual Leeching Podcast.
Boom.
Have a good night, everyone.
Take care.
Take care.